T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
1065 The End.
We're going to be talking about pets. A poll from the National Pet Monthly found that 2/3 of pet owners let them sleep in bed with them. 2/3 at 66%, my friends. 7 in 10 of those people think that they actually sleep better with their pet in bed. Now, we want to hear from people who are pet owners. Do you let your pet sleep in bed with you? And why? Or why not? 766-1065. Let's start with Brian. Good morning, Brian.
Morning.
Now, do you have a pet?
Yes.
Okay. What kind of a pet is it?
Four cats, but relevant here, 2 labs.
Oh, those are big dogs.
Okay, so 2 labs and then 4 cats. Okay, do you let them all sleep in bed with you?
The cats usually go and sleep in our kids' beds.
Okay.
When we first had a lab who's passed away now, we wouldn't let him sleep in the bed.
And now you wish you had?
Now we wish we had.
Oh, you're a sweetheart.
All right, I get that. So why didn't you let the lab sleep in bed with you? Was it the size?
Yeah, just sort of how my wife and I were raised. We were raised where the animals don't get up on the couch and everything. And then when we'd be done playing, he'd be like, all right, we're done. And then he would go and just go be by himself.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, we felt like we kind of lost that connection with him, that we didn't let him up on the couch and
sure.
on bed with us.
Yeah. So and I'm guessing the reason why that you didn't let your dog sleep in bed and you were raised that way has a lot to do with this study, too, because the number one reason why people who do not let their pets sleep in bed with them is hygiene.
Mm.
It's dirty to let your pet sleep in bed, especially if you've got a dog or any kind of pet that goes outside.
Mm.
Probably walking in a litter box is not that much
better.
Also, yeah.
Let's talk to Miranda. Good morning, Miranda. How you doing?
Hi, good. How are you?
Now, you have 2 dogs, and they sleep with you, correct?
Absolutely.
Why do you let them sleep with you?
Because they want to.
What are their names?
They're Piper and Willow.
Piper and Willow either.
So wait a second. If they want to eat your dinner, do they get to do that too?
Oh, we go out to brunch and they get their own plate.
Oh my God.
What kind of dogs are these?
One is a pit golden and one's a border collie.
Okay. Wow. Okay, so, I mean, none of those reasons why, because they asked if you do let your pet sleep with you, what are the reasons you do? Because they want to. Not on the list.
Okay.
Let's talk to Chelsea. Chelsea, you have 4 dogs?
Yes, I have 4 dogs.
That sounds exhausting. And you let them all sleep with you?
Yes, all 4 of them.
Oh. How do you have any room?
I don't. I have a queen-size bed, and me and my boyfriend sleep in it with all 4 dogs.
Oh, my God. You know what?
All sleep on my side.
And what's funny is, and I know that you can totally agree with this, dogs can go dead weight in a way when they are sleeping that is unlike anything I've ever seen.
Really?
And they, wouldn't you agree? Like, they suddenly get very heavy.
Yes, you try to move them and then they like make a noise, like don't move me.
Or like you try to pull the blankets off and it's like, I'll just freeze.
So what is the reason why you let four dogs sleep in bed with you and your boyfriend?
I feel like it makes me more relaxed and more comfy. I don't know. I've just always had dogs in my bed, so I feel like it's just like a thing I always expect.
That is the number one. That is the number one reason that people let them. It just feels good. It helps lower stress and anxiety to have the pet sleep in bed with you.
Yeah.
Now, Kevin, you have two dogs. Mm-hmm. You hate one, you like the other.
True.
Okay. So do you let them sleep with you?
I let both of them sleep with me, but Oreo's the only one that can jump on the bed, whereas Snickers, I have to lift him up, so usually he doesn't get to sleep.
Because he's obese.
Well, they're both obese.
No, Oreo's fine.
Oreo's very fit. He has a six-pack.
Yeah. Oh, does Oreo's fine. Yeah. It's Snickers, who he likes the most, who gets spoiled, that's turning into a little fatso. Mm-hmm.
Now, do you let them sleep in bed with you because of what reason?
I think it's because it makes me happier and they're warm.
All for warmth.
Can I also suggest one other thing that might be possible?
What?
You're kind of afraid of the dark.
Am I?
Yes, you are.
What are my dogs going to do? They're two little ones.
That's a good point.
They can't do anything. I'm the one protecting them.
But you might have the philosophy that I have with my wife, that an intruder might get them first.
Oh, yeah, true. Throw Oreo.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Katie, you've got a bunch of pets. Do any of them sleep?
I'm running out of pets, okay? So lay off.
You're running out of pets?
Yeah.
What happened? Did I miss something?
They just keep dying off.
Which one died?
Well, I had to put Mesa down. You know that.
Oh, yeah. That's
wow.
True.
Wow.
Okay, so then...
I only have two cats and two dogs now.
That's still a lot. But
it's fine.
Do you let any of them sleep in bed with you?
So the dogs used to sleep in bed with me. And I loved that. My husband was not a fan, and he made them go sleep in a kennel downstairs. Oh. Now, but sometimes during nap time for me, I would like let them sneak upstairs and I'd nap with them. But once we got new carpet upstairs, we put baby gates up so that they could no longer get up there because they love to pee.
Oh, they're not even allowed upstairs, let alone bedrooms.
They do not go upstairs anymore.
My wife and I...
Because our downstairs is all tile.
We used to let our cats sleep in bed with us, but once we had kids, that stopped. Because sleep is precious to parents, and nothing was going to wake us up.
Now, our cat, Hook, I love when she sleeps in the bed. And my husband occasionally allows it. The problem is, our cat is trying to make my husband fall in love with her. And if she knew how to French kiss a human being, she absolutely would. So at night, she'll start with me, but then she'll weasel her way over to him, and he does not like that. So if she gets too close to him, and by too close, I mean intimately close, then he makes her leave.
And shut the door?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Tanya real fast. Tanya, everybody's been talking about how they let their pets sleep in bed with them.
Chow, fluffy dog.
I'm sorry. Who are you talking to? Are you talking to us?
Are you talking to the dog?
Tanya.
I don't want to hang up. I want to know what's happening.
Tanya, are you okay? And she just hung up. Wow. She was about to tell us, like, she does not let her dogs come in bed. She does not let her dogs do almost anything. They are outside dogs, period.
Those dogs attacked her and hung up the phone.
That's exactly what happened. Oh, boy. She was about to say, like, you know, my dogs, I rule my dogs. They don't rule me. And they were like, get that bitch.
Yeah, well, guess who's going to rule now?
And by the way, when a dog calls you a bitch,
it's
okay.
Yeah, well, if you're a female.
That's their word.
Right.
They're allowed to use that.
Yeah.
Well, I think this was really interesting. I mean, the takeaway from this is more people let their pets sleep in bed with them.
It almost seems mean not to. Mm-hmm. At least sometimes. They love you.
So do you argue with your husband over it?
No, I love my carpet.
No.
Yeah, I spent a lot of money on it. I'm still making payments, to be honest. So
is that about being mean?
Can't put price on mean.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.